Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilseth.
Were you like, you ran in there, you were doing squats in the other studio, weren't you?
Of course I was. I'm so sore from my workout last night. I could barely bike today. It was rough getting up those hills.
Well, I appreciate the tips from Jen and the encouragement when we go to the playground to utilize it. I do try to utilize that to get some exercise in, but I always look so goofy when I'm like...
There's so many things you can do. Like, my wheels are spinning now.
Speaking of looking goofy, you can see us in studio and see our special studio guest, live studio guest on Facebook Live. Are we on Facebook Live
right
now?
We are. We're live. I got it.
Facebook.com/KFUO Radio, and you can see my beautiful face this morning.
Oh, Peter Slayton is watching us. Hi, Peter Slayton.
In studio with us this morning, one of our favorite world travelers, Eric Lunsford. He's managing photojournalist for LCMS Communications. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. It's so good to see you too. It's just such a pleasure. And just, I listen to you and I'm here, I'm just,
so good. Exciting.
I know. I really want to go and just like run.
Right.
Because I just got so inspired. You know, I did exercise this morning already, so I'm good for like a year now.
Well, I bet that's a challenge for you too, all the traveling that you do to tell the stories of the LCMS and our partner churches as well. Always traveling. So it's really an honor to have you in studio this morning, because I know you're always in the sky or on another continent.
It is a pleasure to be on here and not in a steel tube up high. At least it's not below the water.
Oh, man.
We haven't got there yet.
Send you in a submarine? Oh.
I would probably be okay with that.
Really?
Oof, I do love submarine stuff. I was actually just reading about World War I submarines. I was like, that was pretty fascinating.
All right. Communications. Do you hear that?
Except what happens when
Eric wants to go on a sub.
Wouldn't that, like, all the change in pressure and stuff, like, oof. Oh man, that would be crazy. So you have been traveling around the world to tell the story, to help us see what's going on, not only in the LCMS, but also in our partner churches around the world as well. And we're going to see how much we can pack in the next few minutes here. We're going to start with Sri Lanka. Is that right?
Yeah, let's do it. I actually just want to start with a question, so don't worry, I'll just back us up the whole time. What would you think would you expect if you came back to the same town and village 2 years later? So you went there once, you met with folks, you made some photographs, you told a great story, and then you came back. What would you expect to see?
Something different.
Maybe the kids are a little older. Everybody's a little older.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would they remember you? Probably, because you have a camera, and so that, I don't know, you kind of stand out.
You're a memorable person.
Yeah.
Thank you. You make a great point, especially with the cameras. You know, it's interesting, a lot of people who have seen me outside without cameras are like, you're...
That guy.
Aren't you on the radio?
Indeed, I am. And then when I have cameras, like, it's Eric, right? So, yes, we have the blessing and the privilege, and this isn't normal for me. I was able to return to the same village. It's a small village. Its name is Isla. And it's on a rubber tree plantation. And it's up high. It's about a few hours in from the coast on Sri Lanka, which is an island nation just southeast of India. And this is a small village that is under the care of Pastor P. Nanakumar. And he is the first ordained pastor in the Ceylon Evangelical Lutheran Church in Sri Lanka. And I had the blessing to be with him when he was a vicar and studying under our theological program with our missionaries. That'd be Reverend Roger James, Dr. Edward Nauman, Reverend Steve Malberg. And to see him now there in his village providing word and sacrament. Oh, I mean, just seeing Christ's love and just... they remembered me. And that's so wild. And I love that. And they said, we remember your photographs. Thank you for coming back. And like I am now, I was speechless. Because normally you're just kind of the paint. Oh my goodness, I'm looking on the studio and we have some
guests.
They really are heckling us. I have hecklers.
Yeah. Telling a deeply touching story.
They ruined the moment.
I want to just say that outside the studio, I have some devoted followers and friends. But really, it's a blessing to come back and to see that. And it's a joy I will not forget anytime soon. And this is a story we're telling for our upcoming Engage magazine, which is a storytelling magazine for Lutheran Church Missouri City. It comes out in spring, so please look at it and enjoy it, because it's a really blessing to be able to share it with you.
Absolutely. So what do you look for when you're creating this story and creating this experience for people who don't get to go with you, who you know are going to see your photographs? What do you look for? What do you want people to experience?
Oh, that's a great question. I want to make what is not accessible, accessible. I want you to look at a photograph and feel like you have a connection with the people there. I want to do it in a dignified way that tells the work of the church, Christ's love, his good news gospel proclaimed around the world, and to share that in images that you can relate to. And that is a joy for me. So for me, I want to bring you that moments, those moments of Christian love. I'm going to show you, I'm going to take you to worship there. I'm going to show you the joy when a pastor does a home visit and the love on people's faces. I want to make that accessible, because we know that everyone can't go, and that's okay. But it's a privilege and a blessing to be able to go.
South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah.
Who did you meet in South Bend?
Oh, Deaconess Sandra Ryan. She's
amazing.
Amazing, wonderful deaconess.
Very talented, yes.
Servant of the church. And she is working on a terrific project. It's the Hymnal Project. It's about translating the hymnal into different languages. And I spend some time with her at her home. And just seeing how she works, just spending quiet time making photographs. She's working, and then she would play a little bit. She'd work a little bit and play a little bit. And she would work and kind of massage with the hymns. It's really fantastic. And so one thing I was really excited to see was, what does a hymn look like in different languages? And it's more than we can just think of. It's not just as if, you know, we say, oh, you can just swap one thing for another. No, a lot of things just change.
Yeah.
So the one thing I can't wait to show you guys, and we can't do on the radio, obviously, and no one wants me to sing it, trust me. That's why in worship or chapel, I try to sit next to someone who has fantastic voice, so that they sound great, and people are like, oh, he must sound good too. But really, that's not the case. You know, my poor children have to hear me sing. My poor wife, I love her so much, and she's probably like, love, please stop singing. But it's okay. I feel like I sound a lot better than I really sound. But Christ Jesus lay in death strong bands. We're going to show that to you in a huge, wonderful graphic. It's going to be in English. It's going to be in Swahili. It's going to be in Mandarin. It's going to be in Amharic. And it's also going to be in Indonesian. And that is just a truly wonderful thing to see. Because you really can't think of music and you want to hear it, but you can't hear it on the page. So I thought, this might be a really cool way to show it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the because you're talking about, like, you can't just take a phrase in English and directly translate it into another language. It doesn't work that way. There's cultural things, and there's the language is different. Yeah. Did you get to experience that?
Yes. I've also had the privilege of being with Sandra when she was in Ethiopia, and just see her work there in the field on the Hymnal Project, and then hear the singing. It's magnificent. Our hymnody is so rich, and to hear in a different language, it really just holds you and just won't let you go. And I'm really happy and excited this morning. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm really just
speaking
glad
of,
to be here.
Speaking of foreign languages and traveling to different countries, Texas.
Mm.
I can say that I was a Texan.
I love Texas.
I love Texas.
I love Texas. And what I love about Texas is that, you know, you think Missouri, being a native St. Louisan, native Missouri, and you think, oh, Missouri is vast and rich. And you go to Texas, you're like, it's a more vastness that I could ever really comprehend. And they have these gas stations for like 100 pumps. It's incredible.
Right? I've heard of those.
I know. And there's just all
they're
sorts
like
of fun things.
Magical.
Right. But going along, Sarah, you know, it's been devastated by Hurricane Harvey. I mean, incredible flooding. It's so tragic on so many levels. I can't remember the numbers. Was it like $100 billion in damage? An incredible, staggering amount. And to see volunteers, Lutherans from around the country, converging in, because the disasters move from the outside to the inside. I mean, you still see some debris piles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those are being picked up. But inside, you see homes that are gutted, that have mold still in the window, that need care. Some homes have never been returned to. The owners don't know what to do. So to see Lutheran volunteers go there and their sweat in there, their investment, they're bearing Christ's love, I mean, through the hammer, through the hug, it's wonderful to see that. And I mean, things are moving into long-term efforts, and we know that, you know, as Lutheran Christians, we walk alongside and we keep everyone in our prayers, both those who are affecting our volunteers who are responding. So please, if you can volunteer, please go. Please go.
We have just about 30 seconds left. Most of these stories can be found, as you said, in the upcoming issue of Lutherans Engage. Is that right?
That's correct. It's just a joy and a treat to share these, so I hope you enjoy them as much as I enjoy making those photographs for you.
And lcms.org, you see a lot of these beautiful photos there as well through the various stories. And again, check out Lutherans Engage the World. Great, great periodical. That comes out, what, 4 times a year, right?
Yep, that's
correct. 4 times a year.
Yep.
So when that next issue coming up pretty soon. I know you also went to University Lutheran Chapel in Minnesota.
Oh,
but we are all out of
so
time.
Much to I can't
next time.
I love them too.
Eric Lunsford, managing photojournalist for LCMS Communications. Thanks so much, Eric.
My pleasure. Good to see you too. God's blessings.
It's time to head to the playground and get in a workout.
I know. I want to go find
Let's
one.
Let's go.
Have a great day, everybody. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.